What's up, suckers? So today I am actually not at home. I'm not in my basement, not in the garage, not in the car, not at JC's. I am on a rock overlooking a shitload of trees. And I mean, as far as I could see, that's what I'm looking at. I'll post a picture with the title, but I'm at Virginia Kendall. If it sounds bad, that's because it's very windy up here. So when the wind really picks up, it might not sound all that good, you know what I mean? But anyway, so people wanted me to talk about Star Wars. Apparently, a lot of people don't like The Last Jedi. However, I loved it. And I know a bunch of other people that loved it. In fact, my buddy Kyle texted me as he was leaving the theater. What the fuck did he say? I could find it real quick. But, yeah, I guess a bunch of people hated it. He's like, bro, Star Wars was sick. And then he tells me that he's just leaving the theater as he was texting me. Anyway. But I don't understand, like, why people hate it so much. You know, I didn't hate it at all. I thought it was really good. I thought it was fun. When you're going to see a Star Wars movie or a superhero movie or whatever kind of movies you're going to see, unless they're documentaries or based on a true story, I mean, be ready for what you're going to see. You know, I don't understand how people get so upset about shit like Star Wars or what have you, you know? It's like, dude, you're going to see a fucking movie and the beginning says a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. The fuck? Why are you so mad? Also, you know what I never got about Star Wars? Why are their clothes like they're fucking poor as shit, but they have fucking, like, they could go at light speed? What? Maybe that's the key, man. Maybe we're focused too much on our Nike and our Eddie Bauer and our Vineyard Vines and our Ralph Lauren. And we should be focusing on time travel and space travel. There. Elon Musk. Get on it, dude. Anyway. Yeah, let me see if I can find what else other people want me to talk about. Because I don't really want to post too much about Star Wars just because it just came out, you know? This is about fantasy football. Don't care. Hey, don't care. How about, this guy said that Christmas ale is only a big deal because we're in Cleveland and it's not even that good. I completely agree. You know? If you're in Cleveland, you know, like the Great Lakes Christmas ale, it's just another beer. It's just a strong beer. And people that say, like, oh, well, it tastes way different. That's like the, dude, people that say, like, different Christmas ales taste different are the same people that are like, you know what? Fiji and Aquafina taste completely different. You know, you can tell in the texture. That's like something that I feel like a beer guy would say. It's the texture. These are heavy beers. These aren't heavy beers. The other thing was that A Christmas Story is boring and isn't as good as Tim Allen's Santa Claus movie. Yo, I completely agree with that shit. A Christmas Story is super overrated and it's not that good. I hate to say it. The fact that, like, people play it, they play it, 24 hours on Christmas Day. That shit is bizarre. Because The Christmas Story is not that good of a movie. I got some people coming up, so I might have to move. But, yeah, the Tim Allen movie is way better than Christmas Story. Except for the fact that, like, he kidnaps his son. And if you, like, break down the Tim Allen, the Santa Claus, or whatever the fuck it's called, Tim Allen, like, straight up kidnaps his son, murders Santa Claus. He's an awful parent. And then, like, I think at one point he tries to like have sex with an elf that looks like she's like 10 years old, and really he finds out that she's like 1,000 or something, and then he's like, or something. He does some weird shady shit like that. But yeah, other than that, I mean, that movie's 100% better than The Christmas Story. See, it's getting real windy. I apologize. It's loud. This is a bad idea, I think. But yeah, dude, if you think The Christmas Story is like the best of the best as far as Christmas movies, you're so wrong. I'm sorry, Mom. She loves that movie. I think it's trash. Not trash, but it's like there's so many better movies. Actually gonna pause this because this is so loud. Alright guys, I'm back and I'm walking back to my car now. Yeah dude, Christmas Story is just, I mean, it's, to me it's overrated. I don't know if you guys think that too. Somebody said to talk about how Christmas movies suck. Obviously that person doesn't know me, because I absolutely love Christmas movies. I really love the Rankin Bass movies. If you don't know what those are, it's the ones that are like Frosty the Snowman. I think that's Rankin Bass. The Rudolph one, Year Without a Santa Claus, the Claymation Jack Frost. Not that fucking, my mom loves that sad one. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but there's a sad movie with, I think it's fucking Michael Keaton. And I think like the opening like scene, no, not the opening scene, because he gives his son like a fucking hockey stick or something. Terrible dad. he dies in like a car accident, and then I think he gives his son a fucking hat. I think that is what happens. He gives his son his hat or his scarf or some shit, and then the kid like gets all sad because his dad died. I mean, I guess rightfully so. Don't know my dad, so fuck it. But anyway, oh, there's some poop on the ground. So this kid like, he puts like his dad's hat on the fucking snowman or something, and then like the dad like knocking on the window. He's like, Charlie, I don't know. Dude, every fucking Christmas movie kid, they're all named Charlie. Dude, pick a better name. Christmas movies, actually, in that aspect, they do suck. Because you want to know the kid's name in a fucking Christmas movie? Guess Charlie. Or fucking Tommy or some shit. Timmy. Fuck off, guys. So yeah, he's like, Charlie. Charlie. And then the kid's like, what the fuck? He's not even like, okay, so you'd be freaked out if you saw a fucking snowman knocking on your window. Again, though, by the way, I think this is how the movie goes, but it also might not be how the movie goes. So he's like, Charlie. And the kid's like, Dad. He's like, Dad, you're a snowman? He's like, yeah, Charlie, I'm a snowman. Look, this might not, I don't think this is how the movie goes. This is how I want it to go. So he's like, Dad, you're a snowman? And he goes, yeah, Charlie, I'm a snowman. And winter's ending. And then the fucking people from Game of Thrones are popping out of the woodwork, and they're like, no, winter is coming. And I don't know, I don't watch Game of Thrones either. Fucking, I know, hang me. You know? I'm gonna stone him to death. He doesn't watch Game of Thrones. Yeah, but have you ever tried? No, you know, I don't want to. You gotta give it a shot. No, actually, I don't. Okay, got it? I don't have to. Don't have to do anything. And the fact that you guys are pushing Game of Thrones on me so hard makes me not want to. You know, I might have before, but now that you guys are pushing it so hard, don't want. Hey. Even if I wanted to watch Game of Thrones before, now, not gone. So anyway, the kid fucking, like, he starts playing with his dad, the snowman, again. And I think his dad's name is Jack. I think his band is like Jack Frost or some shit. I don't remember. It's like Jack Frost and the Wintertime Blues or some shit. Some stupid name. So he's playing with his dad. Everything's cool. And then, like, it starts getting hot out, and his dad's like, stupid snowman dad is like, oh, Charlie, I'm sweating. Really, he's melting, but, like, they're trying to be, like, jokesters or some shit. I don't know. Anyway, they, like, take him up to, like, their lodge or some shit. That's, like, the whole goal of the movie is get the snowman dad to, like, lodge so he can live forever. I think. I don't know. But at the end, I think his soul, like, goes to heaven, and they have to say bye to him. And it's like, okay, I got it. You get to say bye to your dad. Cool. But I feel like the dad should have just stayed up at the lodge instead of going to heaven. You know, his family could have came and visited him, and it just would have been better for everybody. Shit. He might have stayed at the lodge, and I might be completely wrong on this. I don't even... What the fuck was I talking about? Some kind of Christmas movies. Oh, so that somebody said the Christmas movie sucked. Oh, and then I said the Rankin Bass movies, and then I said Jack Frost, except the bad one, which is the one that I was just talking about. Fuck, I'm out of breath, dude. That's a long, it's like a 3-mile walk. Or maybe it's more. There's gotta be more. But it's up hills and shit too. I'm about to be in my car though, so it'll get quiet. So, yeah, there's the Rankin Bass movies, which are, like, good Christmas movies, you know? Those are gonna be what I like to call the classics, all right? So, we got the classics. But, this guy said that Christmas movies sucked, and I was just like, dude, you're fucking wrong. Christmas movies are great, okay? If you like Christmas movies, I'm assuming that you didn't have a good childhood. Because I had a great childhood, and, like, growing up, you know, watching Christmas movies and shit, it just got me ready for Christmas. And people get all stressed out about Christmas as you get older. Like, for what reason? You know, it's supposed to be a good time of year, and people are like, yeah, well, I don't have any money, and I gotta buy everybody gifts. No, dude, you don't, okay? Here's the thing, dude. If you don't have money for gifts, you don't buy gifts. Like, for example, my grandma, we were going shopping, and she goes, I can't wait till Christmas is over so I can start eating again. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, we don't have, whatever. And she's like, yeah. Because all the Chris, she has to, like, buy for so many people. And I'm just like, Grandma, don't buy everybody presents. Fucking eat. And she's like, oh, no, I am eating. I just want to eat good food. I'm like, eat whatever the fuck you want, you know? You don't have to buy anybody shit, okay? I mean, you do, but you don't. You don't have to, like... Like, you don't have to spend a certain amount of money on people. Money is not, like, I get it, you know, money's important. And I talk about this all the time. But I just took a fucking hike in the woods, climbing rocks, climbing hills, going down hills, almost falling. And when you do something like that, dude, everybody should have a mandatory hour walk in the woods per at least once a week, okay? At the very, very least, you need to do it once a month. But that's still not enough. Once a week, people need to dedicate 1 hour to go into the fucking woods and see how good we have it, okay? Walking around in the woods and shit, you know, you hear a fucking noise and you kind of get scared. You go, oh, what the fuck was that? And then you see it's a squirrel, you're a little bitch-ass squirrel. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm a little bitch-ass squirrel scared guy. And then, dude, but like, my point being is you gotta just be vulnerable to, like, shit that really matters, okay? if all your money gets taken away, all of our shit gets taken away, if some crazy thing happens, okay? Say, like, Donald Trump gets elected Kim Jong-un is, like, about to bomb... Shit. Okay, you get where I'm going with this. Something happens where, like, everything gets taken away. And we have to resort to, like, going back to the woods and shit. Dude, we're fucked. Okay? You think you'd be good? You think you could do Naked and Afraid real life? You're fucking wrong. Oh, you think you could do Naked and Afraid, dude? Dude, you think you could start a fucking fire with a stick, bro? Really? You think that? You don't... Dude, we still have lighters. No, you don't. You get your clothes on your back and you're in the woods. Okay? You get your clothes, your dog, and your family, and you're gone. You got nothing. Okay? Oh, you think? You think? You make it on Naked and Afraid, dude? You don't even know Naked and Afraid, dude. Go in the woods with your clothes and no bug spray in the summer. Tell me how that fucking works for you, man. You know what? Yeah, go in the woods. I'll give you a lighter, okay? Give you a lighter. Stay there for 3 days. You're gonna be miserable, okay? Dude, Naked and Afraid? Come on, man. That show, dude, I don't think it's legit, by the way. But you get my point, man. This whole money thing that we got going, you know, you gotta have all this money because you gotta have status, okay? Everybody wants status. Nobody wants to tell people that they're working a job, but that's not that glorious, that's not like glorious job, but they're happy, okay? No one wants to say that because you're gonna get judged, right? You know what? Fuck judging people. How about this? No one ever says, hey, are you happy? What do they say, man? You know, they say, oh, where you working, huh? Oh, who you dating? Oh, they ask you fucking shit. They never ask you anything about you. They don't say, if somebody says, how you doing? It's like in passing, you know? It's never like a legitimate, how are you doing? You know, when people ask me, where you working? Yeah, okay, if it's family, I get you guys are concerned, but don't be. If I'm happy, I'm happy. But like if somebody asks just like their friends, you know, where are you working? Who are you with? Where are you living? Dude, just ask somebody if they're happy. How about that? I don't know if I'm just, I might just be talking out my ass, you know, but also I might not be. Weird shit, man. Life is super weird. How the fuck did we get here, by the way? Christmas? Everything's revolving around Christmas. I love Christmas. Oh, yeah, that was how it got started. That people were always, like, sad. Like, oh, I don't have money for Christmas. Like, dude, who fuck cares, man? Who fuck cares? Money's important, but it's not everything at all. Happiness is everything. Money, not everything. Being in a relationship where you're just in love with somebody, that's an amazing feeling, dude. The feeling that, like, you get if, like, you and your person that you're with are completely in love with each other, that is a way better feeling than if you got a check that had $300 more than you expect. That's a good feeling, too, you know? That's a good feeling. But it's not, like, the feeling that I'm after. I don't know, man. I might be talking shit. Probably am talking shit, but whatever. It's my podcast, so I'll talk about whatever I want. I ask you guys what you want to hear about. I think this got started on fucking Tim Allen's Santa Claus. Oh, how about this, dude? Reed said this one. People who talk to you while you're in a public restroom, dude, taking a piss... And, like, a dude will come up. I think this is what he's talking about. If not,
That's what I thought. But when you're taking a piss and somebody, like, comes and stands next to you, like, how's it going? You know, they, like, fucking give you that, oh, how's it going? Head nod. Dude, fucking keep your eyes on your own dick. How about that? Unless you're my friend, like, a friend that, like, I've known for a while, or even a good friend that I haven't known for a while. Keep your eyes on dick. On your own dick. Okay? It's just like, man, I don't want to... I'm not looking at strangers' dicks, and I don't want them looking at my dicks. And also, pick a better time to talk to me. How about that? How about not the time? How about this? You don't open a conversation with somebody. This is not how you start a friendship. You walk up to somebody in the bathroom, both of your dicks hanging out, yellow liquid shooting out of your pee holes, or clear if you're super hydrated. That's good too, man. But point being, you don't go up to somebody in the bathroom like, what's up, dude? What's up, bro? Hey, you want to hang out sometime, get a drink or something? Hey, dude, isn't your dick in your hand? Hey, dude, you holding your dick? Don't want to get a drink with you. Or even, like, washing your hands. Like, still, don't talk to me. We'll just do our business and get out. Unless you're the fucking dude that pumps the soap in my hand at the club or sprays me with cologne, don't talk to me. Okay? Here's another one that you get. If you go to a fucking concert or, you go to a concert or, like, I don't know, some crazy club, and you go to the dude's bathroom and there's a line, somebody's always like, oh, it's a fucking line, man. Right? Am I right? Hey, I'm not happy about it either. You know what else I'm not going to do? Talk about the line no one wants to talk about. Oh, fucking people, man. Reed said people at the gyms wearing no clothes, like at my fucking gym, dude. They never are wearing clothes. I don't get it. I don't. You know what I don't get? When people don't wear shit at the gym. What you doing, man? What you doing? Put some clothes on. Then we can talk. But not if it's in the bathroom. Okay, I got another one from Reed. Eggnog, dude. Okay, people always give me shit.
Dude, you never even tried eggnog.
Hey, you know why? Because it's called fucking eggnog. Pick a better name. You know, like, if it was like, I don't know, there's nothing with egg in it that makes me want to drink it. How about that? Egg cream? No, don't want to drink it. Egg liqueur? Don't want to drink. I got nothing, man. Nothing if you put... If it was like excellent soda. Excellent soda. Maybe I'll try it. If it tastes like egg, fuck you. Or like an excellent milkshake. If that was like, if it was eggnog flavored and it was called the excellent milkshake, maybe I would try it. But since it's called eggnog, no, dude, I'm not putting it in my mouth. I don't care how good it is. You know? Eggnog.
Oh, you gotta drink your eggnog. It's Christmas. Gotta drink your spiced eggnog.
Hey, no, I don't. Or like, oh man, eggnog. Gross. Yo, one time at our family's Christmas party. This is so fucked up. My aunt, she's like, they're super healthy, you know, like they eat salmon all the time, like seasoned salmon, and like, you know, they eat like the whole wheat chips, you know what I'm talking about? Like, and so it's like Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, and she made these like meringue cookies, and you use egg whites, okay, instead of like It's not like a normal cookie. It's egg whites. So she makes these fucking cookies. They're like mint meringue cookies, I think they were. They were green as fuck. And my one aunt took a bite of one and was like, her face was like, oh my God. And no one ate the cookies. And she was like, you guys didn't like these cookies? And we were like, oh no, they're good. But only one bite was taken out of one cookie. Like, that's another thing I'm not gonna eat, dude. If I got a choice between a mint meringue cookie or a chocolate chip cookie or a fucking brownie, what do you think I'm gonna take? Oh shit. Like a nice chocolate chip cookie, and then there's a mint meringue cookie, and you know that it's mint meringue. What one are you taking, dude? You know which one you're taking. Oh, that was funny. Oh, boy. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I don't know, man. Christmas. I love Christmas. I don't understand why people don't like more Christmas. If it was up to me, dude. Christmas is my favorite holiday. It's so nice out though right now. Like I said, I was just walking in the park. Took a long walk. I started sweating, dude. It's like, what is it? 7 days till Christmas? What's even the date? I don't know what the date is. Dude, 6 days till Christmas. And I was sweating. But yeah, man, I don't know. I needed this walk. I was super stressed out before this fucking little hike I took. I was so stressed. And then I took this hike, got scared by a couple squirrels, got scared by a fucking tree. So it's all windy and shit. And you hear the tree like cracking. Oh, that scared the shit out of me. But yeah, dude, I think I just needed to be like vulnerable. I do. And I was. And it was great, you know? Anyway, guys. Vote on my Twitter poll for the next topic of the podcast. Send your comments on the Facebook. When I post that shit, like topics or questions, fucking just write something. Write anything. Not anything, but like write something that I could talk about that you want to hear me talk about. Share the podcast. Let me know if you guys still like it. Let me know if you're still listening. And yeah, man. Until next time, y'all. Peace.